Now, Alan, what if you like walking, but you want something to do on the way?
Yes, I mean, there isn't a lot to do. Once you've chewed through your Kendall mint cake and possibly made a cup of tea, I suppose you can look at things, but what if you had a little adventure, a bit of treasure to find?
Hey, that'd be fantastic.
Well, that is the new craze. Not so much a new craze now, there's thousands of these going on, but there's something called geocaching.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I had no idea, really, what I was talking about when I saw it on the internet. So I spoke to Martin Watson. Now, he's a keen geocacher, and I wanted to find out a little bit more about how it works.
You can buy a piece of electronic equipment called a GPS receiver, Global Positioning Satellite Receiver.
Right.
And it picks up signals from 24 satellites going around the Earth, and basically it tells you exactly to within a couple of metres where on the whole of the Earth you actually are. They cost upwards of £100, and they're a sort of electronic compass. Somebody once had the idea of hiding some treasure. Effectively, it was a plastic box with something in a secure place in the woods somewhere. I think it started in America, and put the position, the exact coordinates, on the internet, and then you'd put the position into your GPS receiver and go out and try and find it. And because they're so accurate, you can get to within a meter or so of exactly where it's hidden. And typically there'd be a diary or a little book inside, and you record your experience of finding it, then hide it again in the same place and record your experience on the website, and then go on to another one somewhere else.
So really it's internet based treasure hunting.
It's a cross between treasure hunting and orienteering, I'd describe it. The way we do it, we decide where in our local area we're going to go for a walk at the weekend, then look on the internet to see if there is a geocache hidden in that area, print out the page, get to that area, key the details into the GPS receiver, and see where we end up.
Is it something you're going to recommend to people listening? They give it a go? Is there sort of a sense of excitement there?
Anybody who knows about it would absolutely love it. If you like walking, if you like the countryside, or even exploring a town, because some of them are hidden in towns, it really does add an extra dimension to whatever you like about walking, whether it's history or geography or sightseeing. You really do get a great buzz when you're sort of near the end, within a 2 or 3 metres of the spot where the treasure's actually hidden. There's bound to be one within a few miles of where you live.
Martin Watts there, a geocacher. It sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
It does, and you just need to get a bit of kit to get you going, yeah. And off you go in search of that hidden treasure.